This is LBC News.
Thank you, Adam. 2 minutes past eight now. You're listening to LBC News. I'm Josh Coo. Breaking news from America first. And a top Trump administration official has revised the testimony that he gave to Democrats investigating the impeachment of the president. Gordon Sondland, the US ambassador to the European Union, now says that he can recall conversations in which he told Ukrainian officials they would only receive US military aid if they dug up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden. Well, let's get more on this now. Joining me from Washington is LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks. Good evening, Simon. This is a big turnaround, isn't it? What does it mean for the White House?
It's a very big turnaround, and it's more problems for President Trump. Gordon Sondland was a top Trump funder during the 2016 election campaign, and he was rewarded by President Trump by being appointed the United States ambassador to the European Union. He then decided that he, Ambassador Sondland, was going to play a central role in overseeing US policy towards Ukraine. And as we know, that policy towards Ukraine was dominated by a decision by President Trump to withhold around $400 million US dollars of military assistance, many other officials claimed, because President Trump wanted the Ukrainian leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, to start digging up dirt on Joe Biden, the former vice president who may well be Donald Trump's challenger for the presidency in next November's election. Now, Mr. Sondland was called to testify to be deposed by Democrats investigating the president for impeachment last month. He was the only top U.S. official who has testified so far who did not at the time seem to back up the idea that there'd been a quid pro quo in terms of Donald Trump's relationship with the Ukrainians. In other words, that deal, you'll only get the military assistance if you dig up some dirt on Joe Biden. We have learnt within the last hour that earlier this week, Ambassador Sondland revised his testimony to those three committees investigating President Trump and says that he does now recall having conversations with Ukrainian officials in which he made it clear to them that there was, in fact, a quid pro quo if they wanted to get that military assistance aid released by Washington, then President Trump was going to want to see very clear evidence that President Zelensky was working to unearth information about the former Vice President Joe Biden. That is a stunning turnaround in testimony by Ambassador Sondland, and it creates enormous fresh difficulties for President Trump, who had embraced Ambassador Sondland's first version of the story, because it, of course, chimed with the president's version of the story, namely that there was no pressure being placed on Ukraine. Now, in fact, Ambassador Sondland says there was pressure, and he's just remembered that he was the man who was placing it on the Ukrainian leader.
Yeah, so Simon, do we know why the ambassador may have suddenly decided to change his testimony on this?
I think, Josh, because he was gravely concerned that he was going to be facing possible perjury accusations, given that all the other officials that have been deposed by those committees up on Capitol Hill have all testified that absolutely there was a quid pro quo, and several of those officials have described Ambassador Sondland as being the architect who put it into effect. So he was under enormous pressure to explain why his testimony simply didn't jive with the testimony that other former top officials, including some members of President Trump's national security team, had offered up to those committees in Congress. So facing the possibility of perjury allegations and charges, Ambassador Sondland appears to have voluntarily gone to the committees and said, you know what, I do have a slightly different recollection now of the way things actually were. So his version of events now does indeed chime with the version of events that was told to investigators by other former senior Trump officials.
Simon, just finally and briefly, if you don't mind, what's happening there today then? What's the fallout from this?
Well, so we've just learnt all of this because of the release of the details of testimony that was given to those committees, transcripts of testimony, not just by Ambassador Sondland, but also by Kurt Volker, the President's former special envoy to Ukraine. Everybody now poring over all of these transcripts. We got one yesterday relating to the former US Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, in which she said that even now she feels threatened by President Trump after he orchestrated her ouster from her role in Kiev. And there's massive amounts of attention now being paid to the next set of witnesses that testify, and huge interest here in whether they will include the President's former National Security Advisor, John Bolton. The committees of Congress definitely want to hear from him. It's not yet clear whether he's going to show up willingly to testify or whether there's going to have to be some kind of step legally to compel him, to subpoena him and force him to testify. But that is going to be a very dramatic moment if he is ultimately deposed by these committees.
Okay, Simon, thank you. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, there. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that story and bring you any updates as we have them here on LBC News.